This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and South Korea outlined an ambitious roadmap to significantly deepen economic ties, announcing a shared goal to increase the bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. The two countries also signed four MOUs for cooperation in several fields. Both sides exchanged a joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged following delegation-level talks between PM Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi yesterday. In a joint press statement after the talks, PM Modi said bilateral trade between the two countries has reached $27 billion.
Bharat aur Korea ka bilateral trade $27 billion tak pahunch chuka hai. 2030 tak ise $50 billion tak pahunchane ke liye humne aaj kai mahatvapurna nirnay liye hain. Financial flows ko sugam banane ke liye Bharat Korea Financial Forum ki shuruaat ki hai. Business sahyog ko bal dene ke liye Industrial Cooperation Committee ka gathan kiya hai. Critical technology aur supply chain mein sahyog badhane के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं.
Speaking on the occasion, President of South Korea said India has emerged as a leader in the global south. He said in the era of uncertainty, both the countries can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters as high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal concludes today. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In West Bengal, 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase. Senior leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies and roadshows. In Tamil Nadu, as the campaign is nearing the polling day for the 234 assembly constituencies, a rush of political waves is sweeping through the districts and Chennai, the state capital. Government has approved the export of an additional 25 lakh metric tons of wheat to support farmers and maintain stability in domestic markets. The decision follows a review of production estimates, stock availability and price trends. The Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said wheat acreage during the Rabi 2026 season has risen to over 334 lakh hectares compared to over 328 lakh hectares last year. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has directed food business operators to ensure that only ashwagandha's roots and its extract are used in their products in compliance with prescribed limits. In an advisory, FSSAI reiterated that the use of ashwagandha leaves in crude or extract form is not permitted under existing regulations. The authority further informed that the Ministry of Ayush has also directed manufacturers to restrict usage to only ashwagandha roots and their extracts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a three-day visit to Germany beginning today to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. The Defence Ministry said the visit will provide an opportunity to review the ongoing defence cooperation initiatives and identify new avenues for collaboration between the defence industries of both countries. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has been accorded a ceremonial step line and received by United Kingdom's Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton, underscoring a strong, future-ready India-UK defence partnership. General Chauhan also interacted with High Commissioner of India to the UK, Vikram K. Doraiswamy. General Chauhan's three-day visit to United Kingdom will further deepen defence cooperation and will advance defence industrial and intelligence collaboration, cyber cooperation, strategic communication and joint exercises. And that is the end of this news bulletin.